It's the Two Johnnies Podcast. Two Johnnies Podcast. Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. Welcome to podcast 167, coming to you like The Rock about to deliver the people's elbow to some other random WWE wrestler. If you smell what The Rock is cooking. On this week's podcast, we discuss how social media has changed our lives and ask, has it been for the better or for the worse?
For some strange reason, his under 10 team are flat out attending birthday parties. Noel Furlong will be here with the news.
If she wasn't our podcast producer, she'd probably be an international arms dealer, as she revealed on the Extra Podcast. Maureen's here with her mystery topic.
And as traditional as girls, been mad for the lad who plays County.
County.
Until he ghosts you. We are on off the podcast with our
Yurts and Dirts
of the Week.
Before commencing with proceedings, though, matters arising from last week's podcast.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Well, Joe, who's out in the UAE, he was on to us in relation to a story that was told on the Thursday podcast.
Oh, okay.
He said, a good few years ago, myself and the boys were hurling a game the Friday evening, the weekend of Oxygen. This is pre-electric picnic and all now.
This is, yeah, Oxygen was like, yeah.
Big festival. We stayed on at home to hurl and had arranged the bus waiting for us after the game to take us straight up. Now, we ended up losing the game and being dumped out of the championship. And tensions were pretty high in the dressing room after the game. After about 5 minutes of fucking and blinding, we bolted to the showers. Grand. First in, washed. We were back getting changed when it all went wrong. I was changing near the door of the showers and didn't one of the boys and our managers start having words, strong words.
Oh.
Now, these two men were getting really heated and didn't they start throwing slaps? Bad and all as that was that they were fighting. The worst part was the two of them were completely naked.
Ah, oh, yes. Proper scrap. Mud wrestle. We will wrestle to the death. And the worst thing was they were both lathered in baby oil.
Didn't our manager say something smart to your man while he was heading for the showers? All hell broke loose. Two boys pushing, pulling and dragging out of each other.
Two naked men pulling each other. Jesus.
Fully balls out. Me and one of the other lads, we were only dying to try and squeeze past them to get out the door, up the road for the sesh. Absolutely grim watching these two naked men roll around the changing room, blocking anyone from leaving, and no one dare put a hand in to try and pull them apart.
Oh.
An image that will stay with me till the day I die.
Ah, that's a rook, isn't it?
That, you know what I mean? They won't lose a match again.
There was a story like that before that seemingly Tony Pulis headbutted one of the Stoke players in the showers, like,
right,
fully naked. Like. He was the manager. Just nutted him, by. Fuck, fully naked, yeah. That's the story, right? That's when you want to do your business. Hard to get a grip of someone when they're naked.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to fight someone naked.
That's why lads take off the t-shirts, like, when they're shaking. Come on, come on, come on. You know, t-shirt off. Like.
Couldn't be pulling out.
Couldn't be pulling and dragging out. Like. I tell you, you'd fair freak a lad out, though, getting bollock naked, wouldn't you?
100%.
Come on, outside the pub, so.
He takes his top off, you take your jocks off.
Yeah, he's like, shit, that's going to shag me today.
Do you know what? You're right. I did spill my drink on you. Yeah. No, you win.
You beat yourself up if a lad took his jocks off. Kira was in touch. She said, just listening to your latest podcast and the story about the young lad working with his uncle and the boys from the Soviet Union just reminded me of a gas story. When my sister was in fifth year, she did an exchange as part of an Erasmus program within secondary schools around the EU. There were students from Spain, Germany, Norway, Lithuania and Ireland. My sister decided she would go to Lithuania because when else would you ever think of going there? So she was all excited anyway, buzzing for her trip. Couple of days went by and she thought she would never get home. She was sleeping in the sitting room of this little tiny creepy house and hadn't eaten anything proper in days as the food was awful. Watery spuds, cucumber and tomatoes for breakfast.
Jesus!
That's an absolute sin. Also, the family she was staying with didn't have a word of English, so the whole thing was very awkward. They had to go to school every day and the school had activities and trips planned for the exchange students.
Oh, nice.
That's nice. One of the days, the PE teacher, who looked exactly like Sue Sylvester from Glee, that's the blonde one.
Yes.
With the tracksuit, asked the Irish girls if they wanted to do PE for a while in the school basement, just to kill some time. Not only was it sketchy enough at this stage that the Irish teachers didn't let the girls go down on their own with Sue Sylvester and insisted they go too, but what was down in the basement of this secondary school? Only a practice shooting range.
Actual rifles.
Wow, Lithuania. The girls were taught how to use guns, and when they asked the Lithuanian students why on earth there was a shooting range in the basement of the school, they explained to them that there is a complicated and violent past between them and the Russians, and that they now learn to use the guns in their free time. I think he could have been right to assume everyone in that part of the world can fight. Imagine if the young lads of Ross Grey had access to an underground shooting range in Claustrofobel just to kill time. Mad stuff altogether.
Time wouldn't be the only thing they'd be killing.
Fucking hell.
She sent on a video. All the students firing off weapons.
We were barely trusted with hurls in Ross Grey. And there's just an actual shooting range in a school.
We had to use tennis balls in care.
You weren't allowed to graduate to slitter for fear you'd break a window. They're going around with AKs.
Bang. Fucking. On last week.
I really want to go to Lithuania now. I heard that's the crack. You go on a stag, you can just fucking shoot.
Oh, yeah.
And you want flamethrowers, the whole lot.
100%.
That'd be a bit of crack, probably.
I'd love to get, a machine gun and just shoot into a car and be like, take it, sucker. You know?
yeah, I like that.
Break yourself.
Fool. Yeah, I want to buy it.
Fool.
Turn the gun sideways. You have to turn it sideways. Yeah. You're not a fucking cool dude at all shooting like, what is it? Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
what?
Regular.
Oh, yeah, no, orthodox.
Yeah, orthodox. That's what was the word I was really reaching.
If you put it sideways, you mean business straight away. Like, if four or five guys come at you with guns, but you put yours sideways, they're just going to instantly surrender.
They're going to be like, shit, this lad knows what he's at with the gun.
Yeah, okay.
Spin it around your finger. There you go.
You probably have to do that in, like, sixth year, I'd say, in Lithuania.
Yeah, dig.
Transition year is just rifles, but by sixth year, we're taking down aircraft, yeah. Andrew was telling us about, he was enjoying Dermot Whelan, who was on last week, and Dermot was talking about Irish archaeology. And Andrew was doing it. He says, usually in the rain, which is fairly grim, I got to dig a Bronze Age barrow, which is a graveyard, basically, with lots of burials and had grave goods like pottery, flint tools and necklaces of stone beads from 4,000 years ago, which is pretty cool. Not often you get to excavate a site like that, though. Excavating human remains is mental. If I ever lose my phone on a night out and someone flicks through my gallery, they're going to think I'm a serial killer. Or friends with that necrophilia lad in the previous podcast.
He's had his name cleared now.
It's full of photos of skeletons, and Andrew has sent a photo of him working on a site, and it looks absolutely horrendous. He's up to his knees in muck.
I have to admit,
he's got smocks on.
When I looked at the photo of Andrew that Andrew sent on there, right, like, he's obviously got a wheelbarrow, and I was like, fucking hell, did he dig up that wheelbarrow?
Is that a Bronze Age barrow?
Like, I was like, is that a Bronze Age barrow? I was like, that looks new. It's got handles on it and all. I was like, I'm fairly sure they sell them in Woody's. And I was like, looking sideways at it going, why did they bury a wheelbarrow 4,000 years ago?
The tire's not even gone flat.
Yeah, I was like, had they invented the wheel then? Like, and then I was like, they have handles on it. That can't be 4,000 years old. And it's only now that I've copped on what's happening here.
Thanks for that, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, I'm really educated. It's like, just the boys are gas 4,000 years ago using barrows. On Maura's mystery topic, she kept it classy. It was about watching porn. Amy said, I would watch porn the very odd time, but it's never the guys that are turning me on. It's more the act of it rather than the way boys look at the women in porn and be wanking over the girl thinking of having sex with her. I don't ever imagine having sex or anything with the guys in porn, just to give a girl's view, Amy said. So she's more like,
The act
of sex rather than like the lads are like,
he's
fucking drilling her.
Amy, she's saying that the guys are loving the women in the porno. But you know, the women who are in pornos aren't always 10 out of 10.
Oh no.
You know, some of them are Champions League.
Yeah.
Some of them are, you know, Redmondstown versus Dunohill. But it's
Division 3 of the South Tip.
TSDL. Yeah. You know? So I think that goes both ways. I don't know if lads are actually looking at the woman, or is it the whole act of it, John?
It's probably
a bit of both.
Fellas are probably a bit of both. It's probably, do you know what? Most lads are probably looking at something that they know they'll never be able to do themselves.
What, your man going for half an hour, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Lads are looking at it going, 28 minutes long, this lad's having a fucking laugh. He must be wrecked.
They stop for tea in the middle. Another listener got in touch to say, I 100% agree with Maura's statement that most of porn freely available on the internet is not what women want. I do have a fella and we're long distance, have been since the start, and it was actually him that suggested I get into porn in the first place. Go away, was it? Thought it was the fucking parish priest. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't watch or listen
my
to
child.
Before I met him, Andy. I was going through counselling over sexual assault, not for my boyfriend. It happened before I met him and he was brilliant helping me cope. And I really didn't feel able to enjoy myself sexually with him, even over the phone. But one thing that helped was audio, like the kind Maura described, purely because it gave something to focus on other than the intruding thoughts in my head when I was trying to get off. But I didn't have to physically watch anything. I could just listen. Maura, would you remind people, when you say audio, what were you talking about?
So, like, it'd be erotic stories. It's like...
Okay.
Yeah,
we know the
he
kind.
He did this to her, then he did that to her.
Can I just give a little bit of advice?
What?
If you're listening to that, you want to make sure you have the door locked.
Oh yeah,
you headphones. Know what I mean. Like if you've got like Beats on or some noise cancelling headphones, you'll fucking lock the door. Like,
and make sure your phone doesn't accidentally connect to somebody's Wi-Fi speaker as well.
Imagine someone turns down. You're sharing a house, and someone turns on the Bluetooth speaker in the kitchen.
Doodly.
Some lad talking absolute filth on the other end.
Anyway, she said, I would have to say I recommend audio to women in particular, or even ask your partner to record one for you. It can heighten the intimacy between you. Definitely did for us, even though we're still long distance. I'm out of council now, and even though I haven't seen the boyfriend in person in 9 months, we're doing really well, and he's really helped me to come out of my shell a lot sexually. Just thought my tale might be of use to any long distance couples or anyone healing from sexual trauma. It can and it will get better for you. You will feel comfortable about being vulnerable with somebody again, I promise. Thank you so much for that, listener. Yeah, hope good. Glad you're feeling better. One thing though, getting your partner to record it for you. I can't imagine most Irish lads being like, no bother, I'll do you a dirty voice note when I go home to see you. Imagine your roommate walks in and you're there like Barry White into WhatsApp, you know, take off your runners.
I'm Christ, they're smelly.
I'm going to zip down your tracksuit. You've been flat out all day. Take off your cap. Why don't you put the kettle on?
No, you see, the thing there is, right?
Have a scone. Rub the butter all over yourself. Not on the good sheets, though. They'll be fucked.
Lads will do this on the horn. Lads will say that and down the fucking phone.
Do you reckon?
On the horn. 100%. And then I'm telling you, post nut, they'll just be sitting in the corner of the room going, I'm fucking sick.
Delete.
I am sick. What was I talking about? Drain pipes for, you know.
Maura asked us about this, and I think I have revised my position on women watching porn. I don't think I'd mind.
Good.
Was it something?
No.
What changed your mind?
Just thinking, we got a good bit of correspondence on it. And the definition of porn has changed. So, it's not necessarily that you'd be watching people riding, but you're like half of Instagram.
Just watching them wanking.
Half of Instagram is nearly porn, like really.
We'll get into that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Playboy would have been, young ones in bikinis and staring at you.
Yeah.
Trying to ride you with their eyes. But sure, there's 100,000 young ones doing
that. Your next door neighbours are doing that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
The backyard with the bikini, right? Oh!
I don't know, as long as it's not getting in the way.
Well, hey.
On animals in the bedroom.
Oh, wee.
Not like me and you, Johnny.
Okay, damn.
Another listener said, this is a mad one. Last October, I was texting a lad from Timber.
That's a good website, Timber.
Or Woodcutters.
It's just for lads who are on the trade. Lads who wear Snickers. We've got a new dating site for them called Timber. There we go.
Anybody want to go cut trees? on Tinder, he asked to come over and I said, yeah, go on. I had a free house anyway. Now, at this stage, I had never had sex before, but I was just starting my second year of college and said I'd get it over with to stop the slagging. Is this the crack now?
Fucking hell. I thought those days were over.
I would recommend your first time be with, you know, someone you're going out with or whatever. But then there is the argument for, I'm going to be so terrible the first time. Yeah. I'm going to get it out of the way before I meet someone I really like, which to me always sounds like, before a match and a fella pucks the ball wide and you're like, go on, get them out of the system now before throwing. Anyway, he came over and everything was grand. He seemed lovely. Now, my little terrier got very excited with the visitor and would not stop jumping all over him, licking him and scratching him. He was smiling and laughing, but I could see he was getting a bit annoyed. After a while, things escalated to the bedroom. I closed the stair gate behind me and left the dog downstairs. All was okay. But I got cold feet halfway through and stopped. And we just did bits for a while instead. He was a bit annoyed with me and kept trying to persuade me, but I shut him down and we agreed to meet in mine the following Tuesday. Well, he came over and we went upstairs again, so I just locked the dog in the kitchen and we carried on. Got down to business, and when I say it was the most awkward experience of my life, I didn't know what to do and I was just lying there like a sack of spuds. He was giving it socks, but the whole time it never actually went in. But where did it go?
Oh, I think we need to have I think we need to have a minute's silence for that lad.
Did he put it in your pocket? Where did it go?
It was definitely his first time as well, I'd say.
Well, he's still going and I'm just praying for this to end. I can hear this loud mooing noise like a cow giving birth. It was my dog starting to have some kind of panic attack after being locked in the kitchen. Now, she's only a small dog, but it sounded like World War II bomb siren. I said to him, "Oh, that's my dog. I have to leave her out." Delighted to have an excuse to leave the situation. And he just said, "She's grand," and kept going till he finished. With the moaning, the awkwardness and the silence, I started to laugh. Not at him, but at the situation in general. We both laid there for a minute in silence, and I may have asked him, was it his first time too? He said it wasn't, which I now realise is very bruising to any man's ego. Yeah, but he did just ejaculate into a quilt.
He was like, "Is that good for you?" She's like, "I'm over here." He was actually getting off of the bedside locker.
Yeah. Wow, you're so wooden and lacquered.
Shit, I've never felt an arse like that before.
Rock solid, girl. Cheers for pleasure. I think it was a fair question. Was it his first time?
Yeah.
Anyway, I got dressed, ran downstairs and let the dog out of the kitchen. He came down a minute or two later and we were just sitting on the couch in silence and the dog was playing out in the hall with a little toy. He went to leave not long after and the little terrier had taken a massive shit on the doormat. He still went to open the door and I had to stop him because it would have gone everywhere. So I had to pick up the shit in the front of him with some kitchen paper and throw it outside in the bin. A bit mortifying. He got into his car and left without as much as a goodbye. He snapped me the next morning but left me on red not long after. I think my dog sensed that this was not the man for me and used everything in her power to scare him off. Looking back, I see there were a few red flags and I'm very grateful to see the back of him. I told my friends the story and I think this has just increased the slagging I get, but sure, look, what can you do? I only started listening at Christmas, lads, but I had heard of you before. I actually thought I met Johnny B on a night out before, but I now realise it wasn't him. And she's attached a photo
of a man who looks absolutely nothing like you. Nothing.
Yeah, it's a selfie. It's her and a lad in a Christmas jumper. And no, it doesn't look anything like me. But thank you for that email, which is from start to finish disturbing.
Yeah. She may have hit on something there, though.
What?
I'd like to hear people's other, like, if they've got first-time stories.
First-time
funny stories. Funny first-time. Like, don't just tell us, like, I shagged him in the bicycle shit. You know what I mean? Like, if you've got a funny first-time story,
yeah,
let us know of
you know,
doing the deed.
Richard Branson's famous one. He was having sex with one. He's like, "Oh, she's loving it." And it turned out she was having an epileptic fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a good story.
That is a good story, yeah.
She survived. Anyway, okay, who's going to get the Two Johnnies mug? Kindly sponsored by KC Sports, who do all our lovely merchandise and the Two Johnnies. I kind of want to give it to the girl with the terrier. Maura, who do you like?
I want to give it to the girl with the terrier as well, but I do want to say, just as a general word of advice for any woman, you're well within your rights to stop sex, whether it's good, bad, or, you know, middling. Like, so don't be worried about bruising that lad's ego.
100%.
He's shite and you're not enjoying it. Just be like, "Look, here, I'll call you a taxi there." So
call you a taxi, lad. Stop shagging my leg.
Yeah.
100%, Maura.
Where was he putting it?
Anyways. In her leg, right? She probably had a clue.
He probably, like, maybe, like, I don't, like, he thought it might be inside her, but it might just be like her legs kind of squished together.
Yeah. Okay, what have we been up to? Yeah.
Okay, Terrier Girl, email podcast at thetwojohnnies.ie with all your contact details. You've won the mug. Some good correspondence this week. Weekly roundup, John, what's been going on? Let's get off that fucking topic.
No, what is it you're going by in?
Huh?
What are you going by? And you, what was your thing? I don't know. You said you had something to talk about.
I fucking totally forgot what it was, Neil.
I don't know. You said you came in on a rager in the shower or something like that.
No, no.
Jesus.
Fucking hell.
That was not related. You were going buying a pizza oven. You were going buying a pizza exactly oven.
Shaw, man. I tell you what. You've done me up there, Neil. The listeners are going to love that one.
Metaphorically, he said.
Sorry, I totally forgot. Yeah, no, I was online doing a bit of online shopping this week, and it's that thing. It keeps dragging me back in.
What?
You know, I've bought some bad things in the past, mm-hmm. right? Mainly the can opener.
Yeah,
we all remember this fiasco.
It's supposed to turn a can into a cup.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Like, it turns your arm into fucking mince because it's very dangerous and it doesn't work anyway. But again, this week I've been drawn to some other things, like car mats in particular. I was looking at car mats and I was like, they look amazing and it looks so swanky. And it's like, we custom make them to your car.
Where are they coming from now?
You see, I don't know, right? I don't know, but it's like a name, whatever, like Diamond Car Mats or whatever. And they look unreal. Now, they're expensive.
Yeah.
It's like 200 quid for a full set, but it's like proper molded to your car.
Right.
And I was looking at it for ages and I like filled in the details of my car and what size and all that. And then just as I was about to hit click, I said, this is what those can opener bastards want. So I didn't go for it. But all, like, other stuff has been popping up then on my feed. And one that's been popping up for weeks, and I'm thinking about taking the plunge, is a pizza oven.
Yes.
So Ooni is the brand. O-O-N-I. This isn't a plug now, but if Ooni want to get in touch and give me a free pizza oven, fucking give us two. And one for Neil and Mara, two, four. But
why are you going to buy it? You're not going to use it.
It'd be cool to have a pizza oven, man.
I know it'd be cool, but you'd never use it.
I would use it.
Are you going to make the dough?
We can... No, I'll...
You can buy it.
You can buy the dough. Come on, Neil. Yeah, there we go.
No, if you're going to have a pizza oven, you want to be making it all yourself.
What, the whole oven?
The dough. Make the dough the day before. Let it proper rise up.
Yeah, but sure,
that.
I can do that and freeze it. I could batch freeze dough, right? And then you come up to my house and be like, oh, I'm starving. I'd say, hey, lad, will I whip you up a pizza?
You'd have to let the dough defrost from the day before, obviously.
Put in microwave defrost.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, you can't do that. Why no, can't
I? I don't think that'd be great.
Put in water. Hot water.
Mess with the dough, lad.
Yeah.
Pizzas are very finicky.
Fuck's
sake. There's a lad in town makes pizza out of a van.
Yeah, the pizza van. What if I want a pizza on a Tuesday?
He's not there.
He's there Thursday evening, Friday. This is like an ad now for Marbella Pizza and
Care. I'm just saying, the pizza oven sounds class. You're never going to use it.
I know, but he's there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, lad. What if I want one on a Sunday? No one can hit the heights he does with the pizza.
They don't hit your spot.
No. So that's what I'm thinking about. Like, it's just cool, isn't it? Like, have a pizza.
You have to build a little area for it and all.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a little bit of upkeep in the backyard. Maybe get a pizza oven, a picnic bench, maybe one of those umbrellas.
I know a guy who has a class pizza oven. He made it himself.
Mm.
Out of red brick.
Cool.
Amazing. You like the fire, shoving all the bits of timber on the outside. You can cook a pizza in about 90 seconds. It's class.
I'm surprised you don't have one. Though. You like a pizza.
I love pizza and I would build a pizza oven.
Yeah, you'd build it, all right, you fucking miserable fuck.
I reckon I got the techers to build it, but the issue is the dough.
If you built it, lad, it'd be like an MDF pizza oven. And it'd be like, nothing is the same shape. It's like drilled together.
Is that tin foil? Yeah.
Johnny built it a Watland daub.
It's fresh. your pizza oven is a trend. I see these pizza ovens and they're online, steel ones, and everyone's like, oh, it'll be class. You're going to use it twice and you never use it.
People can get in touch if they can get in touch with me personally on Instagram. If they have got those car mats or the pizza oven, let me know. I want to make an educated choice here. I don't want to, I don't want to have this whole can fiasco all over again. That's basically what. Oh, we've got news though. Next Friday we're back on 2FM, 9 to 12. We're co-hosting again with Jennifer Zamparelli. It's Bank Holiday Fridays, so we're going to be doing the Bank Holiday Fridays.
Friday the 30th of April, 2021.
Yeah, 9 to 12. We're on co-hosting duties by Bank Holiday Fridays. Text in a mad request. Like last time we played "Come Out Your Black and Tans" on national radio.
The dance, so, with the Welshie remix.
Yeah, so like, do you know what I mean? We'll try and get these things done for you.
I want to pull a bit of a stunt.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I'm torn between.
But it's not a stunt if we let people know.
Yeah, but our listeners should be involved. I'm torn between drinking a flagon of cider live on air or bringing the dog.
That'll go down well in RT, will it, Mara?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, but like, what's the point in bringing the two Johnnies in? How are they? Very well behaved. You know what I mean? We need to fuck shit up, man. Come on.
Yeah.
And we are doing a live stream for our patrons next weekend.
Yes.
So keep an eye on the Patreon and it's going
to
be class.
Also, if you haven't signed up to the Patreon yet, what are you doing with your life? You get an extra double dose of the Two Johnnies. And on last week's extra podcast, number 57, yes, there's 57 of them, we spoke to Derek Burke of Crystal Swing and we asked him about taking Lucy Kennedy to the Debs. And if you don't remember Derek, let me... You do the Hucklebuck. That, yes, that guy from Crystal Swing. Derek, one of the things I want to ask you is, you lived out most Irish lads around our age's dream. You got to bring Lucy Kennedy to your Debs.
I did.
How in the name of Christ did that come around?
Ah, well, look, lads, you know, when you make it like me, you know, you'll know it some days, you know.
Now I know what you mean when you said the phone never stopped ringing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The young one.
Like, look, she's just calling there. Now we're getting at this present moment, actually. Sorry, Lucy, you just have to wait. I'm with the Two Johnnies here.
Now, the big debate. This has been weeks in the making. We've been discussing this over and back. Would our lives be better without social media? John.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Let me give you a bit of background. The Oxford Dictionary defines social media as web...
I'm giving away the ending.
As websites and applications that enable users to create, share and share content or to participate in social networking.
Come here. They have the most used social media app in Ireland for adults is WhatsApp. I don't consider WhatsApp to be social media.
No, that's just keeping in touch. That's just handy. That's just knowing when training's on.
Yeah. Then Facebook, then Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and TikTok. TikTok is a new one though. Numbers are shooting up, probably not up to date.
Yeah. Yeah. That's taken, these figures are taken from 2019. So I imagine it's probably changed a bit.
Reasons people are on social media.
Nosiness.
So the big reasons that all the surveys say is to hear about news. I do go on Twitter for a bit of news.
Yeah. Yeah, go on to Twitter if I want to be immediately put in a bad mood.
Yes.
Yeah, Twitter is where you go. But it is good for news, like up-to-date news and stuff.
Networking. It isn't very important, even not just in a work scenario where you might be promoting your business, but in a social scenario. Imagine going to college and into your class and everyone is chatting and saying, oh, I'll add you on Instagram. No, I'm not on social media.
Yes, networking. Sorry, I was purely thinking from a work point of view.
Imagine meeting a girl,
right,
and asking her for her number. I'd be like, oh, you know, whatever. We're having a chat, like old traditional, like in the movies. Can I call you sometime or whatever?
Your home phone number.
And then she's tries to look you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you on Instagram? And you're like, no, I'm not on Instagram. So she's thinking, okay, he obviously wants to chop me up and feed me to his pet iguana.
Immediately you're a serial killer, yeah.
He's going to make a dress out of my face. Yeah, this is not going to end well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does look strange.
Keeping in touch with friends?
Yeah, when Facebook was kind of starting originally, it was classed that like you'd see someone from who'd moved to Australia was on Facebook, and it was such a novelty to be like, you can just shoot my message there. You don't have to like go to a phone box and put in money and ring, like, because like, you know, it used to be so expensive to ring someone out of country.
Yeah,
now you just drop them a Facebook.
I think around the time that me and you joined Facebook was around the time that so many Irish people emigrated to Australia.
Yeah, 2009, 2010. Yeah.
And that was the main reason for going on Facebook, was just to be jealous of people in Australia.
Yeah, just to feel shit about ourselves. Yeah, that's precisely.
As if Home and Away wasn't doing it already.
Yeah.
Shopping. It is, man. Look at you talking about pizza ovens. Where would you...
Oh, yeah, that's true. I keep seeing that on Facebook.
They're not being advertised in The Nationalist. The Nina Guardian aren't doing can openers and pizza ovens.
Well, maybe they should.
I'm haunted by ads. I swear to God. Like, a funky looking jumper came up on my Facebook and I clicked on it once going, oh, that's interesting. And now every time I go on, it's chasing me. I swear it's in my dreams, man.
They've got you, man. They've got you now.
And even if I buy it, it still won't go away.
To swear, I was just talking with the Caramat. It's the exact same thing. Like, and I say, like, if I buy him, the Caramat man is just going to come knocking on my back window and be like, you sure you don't want another set? It's like, come on, for fuck's sake, you've got me once. What more do you want?
I think that's big for ladies.
Shopping, yeah, Maura, would you be looking for... I suppose men are probably a little bit less... looking at other fellas going, oh, that's a class top he has on. It's it, like look, I do that 100%. Like, but, you know,
yeah, there's three or four girls I follow specifically because they put up regular Insta posts about what they're wearing and have swipe up links. And
me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny V takes his fashion advice from like
from hot Americans. Yeah. No. Looking at employment opportunities, I don't know. Bar Neil. part of an online community. I guess if you're into something niche, like
Facebook groups.
We
seriously, write that down, Neil. We need to start a Facebook group for this Two Johnnies podcast, so everybody can be in a little Facebook group. Because like we're in one about like the boom.
Yeah,
and it's really enjoyable.
It's memes of Pádraig Flynn.
Yeah, most of the time, but it's
boom postings.
Yeah, it is. It is a bit of crack. And then I'm in one for Ross Cray. Like we've all got our own little Facebook group in Ross Cray, and there's one in Care.
What's the Ross Cray one called?
Well, kid, I'm from Ross Cray,
and the Care one is called People from Care on Facebook.
I don't know how they thought that name. I'm also in that.
It's the worst name ever.
But like, I couldn't believe it. Like, and he was like, "You're not in that like Care group." And then you were saying it to me as well. I was like, "What's it called?" And Johnny was like, "People from Care on Facebook." I was like, "No, what's it really called?"
He's
like, people from,
but it's great.
Yeah, it is.
People put up old photos of Care and news about what's going on.
I love that. Like, I hate when people take the piss in. They're like, briquettes on sale. I said, come on now. This is a community group. Some lads trying to profit. Or people just looking for somewhere to live. That's gas.
It's the main one.
Yeah. That's not to be harsh, but like.
There's a different group for that.
Yeah.
Being part of an online community, I guess if you're into a mad type of fashion or an unusual type of music or something or sports or hobbies, you can find other like-minded people.
Mm.
Online dating.
Fucking Instagram is just a better version of Tinder. I was just chatting to a girl the other day who was on Tinder and that. She was like, it's so hard because like, you've got like four photos there and you can't gauge at and from it, right? Whereas like if you go on Instagram and you add someone or whatever, you can look through their profile. You can pretty much figure out what they're like.
Depends if they post a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. But if they post a lot and you read their captions and comments, like,
are they a bit of crack?
You can nearly gauge a person better from like an Instagram, Facebook profile than you could a Tinder. I'd say would be my thoughts on.
Isn't your Instagram linked to your Tinder?
It is now, is it, Mara? Neil?
Yeah, you can add your Instagram photos to your Tinder profile. They upload down at the bottom, but it's option. It's not mandatory.
Okay, a lot of people are just on social media for entertainment too.
Yes, watching videos from the Two Johnnies.
Yeah, and also like, you know, just looking for that local gossip where someone writes up what days do the bins get put out on and that kind of stuff. Or like, my husband's a bastard. And then like all the comments are just PM me. Oh, hon, I know he's a fucking wanker. I love that stuff. That's the stuff I live for. I absolutely live for the local gossip.
Yeah.
And that's where you get it, Facebook. Because people, strangely enough, will air their dirty laundry on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dangerous, dangerous place.
Well, a care man did recently post that he lost a half box of fags on the mountain road. And if anyone found it, to let him know. That was a great one. Fairness to him. He could be listening. How are you doing, lad?
That was incredible.
Expressing opinions listed. And yes. That's a big one.
Expressing opinions, yeah.
Oh, Facebook is the headquarters for people in their 50s going, this government, they're some shower.
Yeah.
And if only they could see my rant, I'm sure things would be better.
Yeah. I'll never understand that.
There's no point in doing that.
Write to the fucking TD.
Yeah. Ring your TD and say, hey, stop voting in favour of this shite.
Yeah. Write your rant. Just don't post it on Facebook. Just hold on to it and ring your man and have it out with him. Do you know? That's my thing. But
one that's not listed here on the reasons why people are on social media has to be tearing yourself.
Yeah, creeping. Like creeping sounds bad now, but like when I was growing up, it was like, oh, I was creeping on her page. Was like the big one. Was like,
we need a new word. Creeping sounds a bit.
Yeah,
ominous.
It just sounds a bit bad. Like, should we have
it? It kind of is bad, though.
What? Having a quick look.
Are you telling me, Mara Faye, that you've never creeped on a fella online?
I have, but I wouldn't then have a wank over it.
Well, you don't have a penis. I think that that's the main reason that lads are on Instagram.
A lot of lads are, yeah.
Looking at young ones.
I remember like a couple of guys who weren't on Instagram were like, what's the crack? And I was like, what? He's fucking good crack on it. Like, and then they're like, I don't think I'll download it, but you're fucking wanking all day.
I'll be tormented.
Yeah, be tormented. That's the best one, yeah. Instagram just has lads tormented.
Oh my God.
But I wonder, is it the same for women more? Like, you know, like if you were following Chris Hemsworth now when he puts it, like, nice to look at Chris Hemsworth's abs, like, if you want, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Like, there is an Instagram video of Scott Eastwood dancing to...
How did I know you were going to bring this back to Scott Eastwood?
Yeah, I want to dance to it. And he's, like, doing this bit where he's going up the escalators and he's shaking his arse, and that would do it for me now. Like, you know,
would you have a wank for that no more?
A flick.
I'd maybe store it in the memory for later on, you know?
For a flick.
Yeah.
And the other side to that is, how do young ones feel knowing that lads are looking at them?
Yeah, because...
I think women are very naive about it. But, like, you know, there's this thing as well lately that women's photos are being stolen and photoshopped and, like, their heads are being put onto naked bodies, which is...
That's like, scandalous.
There's... Yeah, that's the real dark side of it. That's the bit where, like, that's crossing the line, you know. That's
deep fake.
Oh, so wrong and illegal. So, yeah, people put I love, you know, if I post a picture of myself looking hot and I put on Instagram, I'm looking, I want the attention. I want the, like, come here and see how, like, you know, I want approval. I spend an hour on my hair and makeup.
Come see how sexy I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a couple of photos now, Mara. You know, I said it, set a few lads' pulses racing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, if some lads at home, you know, at himself over it, I'd be, quite frankly, I'm flattered.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you know, just don't tell me about it. That'd be weird.
Just, if you've been wanking over Mara, just send her a quick DM there. Just say, thanks. No. Thanks for that, Mara.
You win a signed mug. Mara spray a bit of perfume in the mug.
Yeah, Mara, we'll have to get Mara posters done up of, like, you know, her like her saucy Instagram photos, and she can just sign them for all you lads.
Blow a kiss onto them at lipstick.
Yeah, 100%. There we go. That'll be available on KC Sports next week.
I did say it to a girl once. You know, you're posting kind of, you know, a lot of bikini pics and all that kind of stuff. I said, you know, how do you feel knowing that lads are probably at home at themselves looking at you? And she's like, no, they're not. What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. And I felt like, I know I am.
But yeah, it is. Mirror selfie should be fucking banned. Brought this up last night on our WhatsApp group.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah, fuck's sake. I'll never understand it ever.
I don't understand a lot of social media though.
Yeah, that's one particular part. That and bikinis in backyards.
Yeah.
This is fucking early, lads.
What's your issue with that? What if a girl is in good shape and wants to, she's got there, she's at the end of her journey. That's it, I'm in good shape. I want to post a photo of me looking good.
So they're probably insecure, like, I would say. Maybe, are they? I don't know. If you're, like, as I said to you, let's say there's a girl who wants to be on OnlyFans, or who has started on OnlyFans, and she's posting, like, really raunchy photos.
Yeah.
I get that.
She's promoting herself.
She's promoting her OnlyFans.
Yeah, or she wants to be a model, or...
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. She posts a different kind of photo, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, somewhere along the way, I'm kind of like, oh, why?
I don't think there's anything wrong with posting, like, there's nothing wrong posting bikini pictures in your backyard if that's what you're into. But then it's also like, are you comfortable posting a picture of yourself when you're not done up and you're not, like, looking your best? Or are you just coming on your Insta story, like, you know, looking normal? Because that's when it turns into body dysphoria.
Yeah, I think like you'll probably see that photo in the bikini and more power to them, but it's like Instagram's just a sizzle reel.
Oh yeah, but people, we need to know that. As we were saying,
but I don't think people do know that.
Well, there should be a course.
Yeah, should be a course in, like, shitehawkery, in, like,
before you get your Instagram account.
Yeah, you should be, like, put through some sort of training.
See this is photoshopped.
Yeah,
see that, not real.
And, like, I think it's particularly bad for young people. Social media pisses me off, like, for young people. Because I don't think we've even seen the bad effects of it at the moment. But I'm telling you, in 10 years time, 10, 15 years time, I've got a 15-year-old sister. When that generation come up of age, we're fucked because they're all melted from social media.
You reckon?
Oh, they're all looking at, you know, these girls posting nice bikini photos who are probably doing it, like, they're in incredible shape, and I get that. But as well, like, I don't think they're documenting how hard it is to do that.
Mm.
You know, so like,
yeah,
a little girl of 15 looks at it and then she's like, why don't I look like that? Well, like, you're probably not on fucking a really strict diet and exercising 6 times a week. And you know what I mean? I don't think we see the work that goes into it. Like,
no.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian posted a picture of herself yesterday studying. And if you see her body position when she's reading a book, so her pelvis is tilted forward, her shoulders are back, or are back, and her, you know, chest is arse, so her boobs are out. And also she's sitting up tall so that, like, her, you know, she wouldn't have rolls on her stomach or anything like that. And it's just, you just know that that's a pose. If she was to do a relaxed pose, like she was actually studying a book, she wouldn't look like that. So, and because you're young and naive, your concept of what reality is becomes distorted and wrong. Yeah. And you don't actually know that, like, the, you know, but I think it's become a more popular now to be actually quite honest about your body shape and quite.
Yeah, I think that's nice to that people are promoting, like, a healthy, you know, body and whatever they're happy in. Like, everyone should look. I just want people to be happy. On the mirror selfies, like, that's a bit tongue in cheek, but I find it. Where do girls learn to do that? Like when did they learn to, like, do all these shapes? You know, nobody, like,
watching shit, other women.
People,
do it.
Yeah, but they look so uncomfortable.
I don't know.
Yeah. There's the one standard pose where the legs forward and the other legs behind, and it's slightly bent, and they're kind of semi-crouched or slightly crouching, and they've one arm on the hip and one arm straight, and it's
the teapot pose.
Yeah. That's the blogger fashion pose.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them are fake as well.
What?
A lot of those so-called, like, mirror selfies, they take them on, like, cameras. They have, like, a camera like we have here. Okay. Like, these are, like, the professional, yeah, like, influencers. They take them on a camera and just make it out like it's a. They hold the, and hold the phone up and everything as if they're taking it in a mirror, and it's not.
Oh man,
fuck!
We've heard about people going to extreme lengths to get a good photo.
Yeah, I've heard of people, like,
don't know if you want to out anybody here, but
no, but I've heard of people going to other people's houses and taking photos and being like, oh, just chill in my sitting room, and it's not your sitting room.
Some of the things you told me blew my mind.
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to out anyone. I've heard some mad stuff, like, but it's look, everybody lies on Instagram. Like, do you know, we have Instagram accounts. Like, if we weren't doing the job we're doing, I don't think I'd probably have 4 photos of me playing junior hurling.
Yeah,
and that would probably be what's on my account. If you look back on the photos, they're shit photos. Like, you know, before the two Johnnies, and then obviously because you have a profile, you have to try and build your profile. And social media is an important tool in that work. But
it is,
like,
for us.
Yeah, like you'll see a photo of me, like, having the crack or whatever. I won't put up a photo when I'm fucking just getting out of bed and I look like shit, or, like, you know, I'm taking a shite in the toilet. Like, you only put up your best bits.
Yeah.
So, like, don't anyone look at my profile and think I've got, like, everybody isn't on top form all the time. Like, but I think a lot of people portray it on Instagram and different social media sites that life is one big fucking smiley face. Like.
Man, that movement has shifted now.
Mm.
That was the way up until 30 years ago. Yeah. Now everybody is saying, look at me. Here's me role.
Yeah.
Here's a photo of me looking class.
Yeah. But that's normal.
But it's the new thing. Yeah. As well.
To, okay, know, it's, like, also a trend, you're saying.
Yeah, vice signalling. As well as everybody looking their best. Some people now are constantly going on about all the things wrong with them.
Yeah.
No, I don't really follow anything like that. But.
There's a bit of false stuff, though, on social media, I think, as well.
Oh, yeah.
I love, I'm not outing girls here. I think fellas do this a bit less. Is, like, when a girl puts up a photo, right? Let's say she puts up a mirror selfie and someone comments on it, like, amaze,
yeah,
or like, you're such a dude, you're a ride. Do you even have that person's number? Or, like, would you not send them a direct message and be like, cheers, I just said a message there, sorry for you, you look great, fair play to you.
There's a bit of both.
Yeah
there is this. I think that's only a small cohort of girls that are like that, because on the flip side as well, there's also a sizable amount of girls looking at that other girl's photo being like, this date of her, like, and putting the back off her. Yeah.
But here's one. So what if Maura put up a photo on a night out?
Mm.
And what we were to comment, go on, Maura, you're a good thing, looking good.
Yeah.
You wouldn't approve of that.
No, we'd probably message her and be like, just Maura, you look great, fair play. If we say that, people are like, hey, you fucking creeps. Like, if you put up a photo, I wouldn't be like...
You'd probably just say it to me, though, like, when you're chatting to me. Like,
yeah,
hey,
we'd be like,
oh, you look like you had a good night, yeah. Or something like
that. If you put up a photo, like, I wouldn't text you and be like, oh, man, you look fucking unreal.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, fucking, I'd be waiting for a fucking reply back as well. It's
To fit in...
That's just me. Just
is the reason that a lot of people are on social media now.
Yeah. And to,
like, if you're talking about people you know who are 15, but sure, if one of them isn't on social media, everyone in their class is like, that lad's a freak, I heard he eats hemp for breakfast.
I totally get it, and like, that seems to be the answer a lot. Sure, everyone's doing it, that's the thing, like. Everyone's doing it, but like, that's not an excuse. Like a lot of people are doing drugs, I'm not, you know what I mean? Fucking hell, like, that's...
The world needs a mammy to say, well, if everyone jumped off a bridge.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Okay, so the way it's affecting us in real lives, going on holidays.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to Instagram-friendly places.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
What's the one? Ocean Beach?
Ocean Beach. Like, I've seen so much, like...
Is that Ibiza?
Yeah.
So, or Dubai, is it? Which?
Ocean Beach is Ibiza, isn't it?
I'll have a look now.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think it's, I can't think of the place in Dubai, but that's also equally...
Oh, zero.
Zero gravity.
Yeah.
In Dubai. Yeah, that's the one. Like, I've looked at that, and I remember, like, I sent it to you and was like, I don't give a shit, man, we're going here. this is like before the COVID. I was like, lad, honestly, we'll go there now on my stag or something. Like, we'll go on for a week in summer, we're just going to piss there. Like. Just purely because, like, Instagram makes it look amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it could be an absolute shithole, but, like, it looks good. And Ocean Beach in Ibiza is the same thing. It's, like, bottles of vodka, and it's, like, oh, like, those bottles of vodka are on $5,000. There's no way anyone in their right mind can afford that.
Yeah.
Do you know, if we went to Ocean Beach, we'd be like, yeah, going to Ocean Beach, you know, and you'd see all the, like, Love Islanders and all that with, like, the big bottles of vodka. We'd be down the back in the fucking cheap seats going, €6 for a pint. See, it's this last tent, the piss.
I mean, a bottle of San Miguel.
Yeah.
Bottle of Sol.
But
Desperado.
But we would be desperados. But that just shows that, like, how influenced we are just from social media. That these whole places have sprung up.
Yeah.
Almost just because of social media.
Like. Well, as our friend who lives in Rathgormack says, the Cumber Mountains, he says, Roz Purcell has Cum Chinon fucking ruined. He tries to go walking there and can't get a spot in the car park since Roz mentioned it.
We think you're doing an amazing job, Roz. Yeah,
well done. Fast fashion, lad.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of influencers, and like, fashion's a big part of their thing. And a lot of girls, we follow them, oh, she wears cool outfits, or she's like the same height as me, I like to see what she's wearing. And young ones come out with this mad fashion. Now it's about being as goofy as possible, but being as distinct as possible. And you're buying some t-shirt for $20 from California, and it's in fashion for 3 weeks, and it's gone.
Yeah.
So how's your local clothes shop supposed to compete with that?
They're not able.
They're not their best.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. But the thing that has it there is the photographs. You put a photo up and I swear to God, this'll tell you. I bought a grey gym Nike gym top, right? A while ago.
Yeah.
It's a normal one. It's not flashy, it's just a normal gym. It's, you know, tight enough, like, or whatever. It looks
zippy,
like, it looks nice. But we done some sort of sketch one day and I was wearing it.
Mm.
And around 4 weeks later, we were in here arsing around. And, like, doing a story or something, and I had the top on. Get 3 messages to the account saying, does he ever get out of that fucking top?
Jesus.
I hadn't worn the top in 4 weeks. It just so happened.
Did a story.
Like, what do they think I do? Buy a top, a Nike top, like, online for £50 and just fucking burn it after I wear it.
It's not the Oscars.
Yeah, like, but, like, anyway, like, regardless, if I had a suit, like, I'm not going to wear a suit to a do and not wear it again, like.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, like.
Do you remember we wore the same suits? We wore it on the late, and then we wore them with different colour shirts at some event we were at.
But, like,
a load of people the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're getting some wear out of them suits.
Well, twice.
Yeah, twice. Fucking hell. Like, do you know what? I burned the next two, I guess.
So it was a couple of hundred quid. Like.
Yeah. So, like,
think what? I am Kevin Hart going out fucking new clothes.
But like that, but we're grand because we laugh about it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people would feel the pressure.
Mm.
And even like people who aren't in the public eye are probably going like, oh, fucking, I can't wear that shirt. I wore that like 4 weeks ago. People think I have nothing to wear.
And there's photos of nights out now.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Every night you're out, you're probably getting a photo with your friends or whatever like that. So that's a pressure in itself for that fast fashion. And that's why people are like buying clothes, wearing them once, not wearing them again.
I've got a take for you here.
Go on.
Instagram has done two things for me. It's the reason that all young people now, a lot of young people now, are going to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, I think Instagram has killed the rural pub.
Right, go on.
I'm shooting from the hip here.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's,
go I back before Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
About four lads in Ireland had six packs.
Yeah.
Even the Irish rugby team. Did you ever see them in about 2005? Brian O'Driscoll running rings around lads. Hadn't got a six pack.
Yeah.
Now, you go on Instagram, every fella has to look big in the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Hugging the sleeves. Every young one has to be squatting, has to have the big arse. This is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people, we said it. When people our age went to college, in the first year, you put on a stone.
Yeah.
From drinking and eating dirt.
Nowadays, you come back, you're on a load of fucking creatine and you're in incredible nick in college, yeah.
How is the local publican, what did they want? Gin. Like, say that to a 60-year-old publican. He'll say, but your gin is for old ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Huey, they want to drink it out of a flower pot. Like, how is the publican supposed to keep up with that?
Yeah, I know. So you reckon they've killed the old-fashioned... Rural pub.
People used to go to the pub and drink a bottle of Harp off the shelf.
Yeah. Do you know what though? I'm totally with you and I agree on both. But that, just to go off topic, that old rural pub's, like, I know they're closed at the moment and they've been getting a terrible raw deal.
Yes.
But that's going to come back.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, that old fucking chipboard on the wall, fucking, like, there's lads now up in Dublin baiting tables on purpose to make them look like shite.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're like, I'd chip off a bit of that wall there. It doesn't look old enough.
It's too clean.
Yeah, and then they're like, this has been here since the 50s.
Yeah. I think the rural pubs are in trouble. And a part of it is that people are seeing everyone else having such a good time in the cities, in the nightclubs. Everybody wants to be in the VIP section. Like, there was none of that back in the day. Do you know what I mean? People want
from men who have flirted with VIP areas in our time.
Well, I just think...
Yeah.
I just don't like fucking queuing.
Yeah, okay. But this is the thing. People are so... It's so important to look good.
Yeah.
That young ones are maybe just sipping one glass of gin all night.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're probably doing coke or whatever. Mm. Whereas...
I'm going to say that to my mother to put like an Instagram wall in the pub. See what she said to that.
I guarantee your mother puts a flower wall in one corner of the pub.
Yeah.
That's going to be full.
You got to have the fancy... Beer garden that looks like Love Island.
Yeah.
And a location tag and a hashtag. The most important thing in the pub now is Wi-Fi.
Yeah, first question.
Anyone takes their phone out while I'm in the pub with them, I'm going to go full gladiator. Are you not entertained?
Do you know what I'd love? It's probably been invented, but I don't know yet. We need phone lockers in pubs. So when you're coming in the door, you've got your own little locker, you put your phone in, you lock it. And you don't get your phone again until you're gone. Unless you want to make a phone call or something like that. Like,
you'd be scuffed trying to remember your
phone. Yeah, you'd probably leave a load of phones behind. But like, do you know, yeah, still be in your locker though. Be in your locker. Be safe.
Okay.
Should we've all, left phones everywhere.
Okay. But would you be better off without it is the question.
There's loads of studies that show like it's stress. It puts you in a bad mood. Like,
Twitter makes you more stressful because you see all these other people being stressed.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Fact.
That's it. Like, it's just... As well, if you start your day, if you wake up, right, and, like, this is... Honestly, I'll admit, like, I'm probably fucking addicted to social media. Or, not addicted, but constant... I think we just rely so heavily on picking the phone up.
Mm.
You're sitting down, you're eating your dinner, I'll have a quick look on the phone, I'll have a quick scan on that. You're on the toilet. Yeah. You're on the phone.
Not the most hygienic.
Yeah, but like it happens.
Yeah.
I've had shits for 25 minutes long.
You could have read the Bible.
But you know what I mean? You're watching telly, but you're still on the phone.
Yeah.
You're chatting to your missus at night, but you're still on the phone. Like, it can take over your life, and I'm one of them. So when I wake up in the morning, to go back to that, first thing I do, wake up, WhatsApp. It's ratting in for me. Emails, ratting in. No. Okay.
You're still in bed at this stage?
Yeah. And then I get up. But while I'm scrolling there, I'd be like, oh, fucking have a quick look now on Twitter, or I'll have a quick look on Instagram. Yeah. And then you see something, you're like, fuck shit, that's bad mood. And then you're gone.
Yeah.
Gone for the day. You're after been put in the bad mood now, and you're not even out of bed. You're not even out of scratcher yet.
It's like you do a lap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. A virtual lap.
Yeah. Check all the apps there real quick.
Yeah.
Do you have your notifications off for everything?
Yeah.
Bar WhatsApp.
But like, if I'm in any groups on WhatsApp, I have them dimmed as well. Like, it's mostly just filled. Like, I'm in a couple of stag groups at the moment. Jesus Christ.
I would say the less I use social media, the happier I am.
Yeah, I would probably agree.
Do you know there's an app that'll tell you the names of all the people that unfollow you?
Okay, right.
So if you have 500 followers,
I'll be wrecked from people.
And you come back the next day and you have 499. You're like, oh, I wonder who unfollowed me. But you're not going to be arsed going through it all. There's an app you can get. But if you get that app and you use it, you definitely are wasting your time.
Yeah. But I think we rely too heavily on it, and I think we live our life now by social media and likes. I honestly do believe that. I know, like, people close to me who are, like, not in the public eye or anything like that, but will put a photo on Facebook and sit there all day and refresh, see who liked it, and then be like, that bitch didn't like that. You know, oh, she mustn't be talking to me now. She mustn't be talking to me because she didn't like that, or she didn't comment on it. And it's like, she probably didn't see it. You know
what
I mean?
That important.
But that's the way that we're starting to live our lives. And we're all looking for notice, whether we like it or not. When we put something up, we're probably looking for a little bit of notice.
I think so.
Yeah, I would definitely say that.
It's a bit of validation, and we can't help but feel, oh yeah, people like me.
Like, I find a gas when people check into, like, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, such and such checked into McDonald's. Like, fucking, like, you know, oh, that's exhilarating news. Wow. Don't know how I would have carried on my day not knowing that. But I do, I think rising depression, rising anxiety, all caused by social media. Do I think we'd be in a better place without social media, though? No.
Okay.
There is good. You see fundraisers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The GoFundMes and that. That if we share, don't work. Just want to, again, just clarify that.
Keeping
in touch with people abroad. It's sometimes it's reuniting people, dating. You've heard of people getting together online.
Yes, I did.
There you go. Prime example.
Slipped into her DMs.
Johnny done a DM slide and he's happy.
Oi. Still sliding that.
Yeah. Hey, still on the knees. Oh, handy.
Peace up.
But you know what I mean? Romance, fundraisers. And lastly, what we're doing right now, the two Johnnies.
Yeah.
There would be no two Johnnies without social media. So that's why I can't fault it. And not just the two Johnnies, so many other people who've come from internet and have been found on social media and stuff. And video. Sometimes I'll watch a funny video, it'll put me in a great mood on social media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there is an upkeep, but I think we're not educated enough on the hazards of it.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're educated enough on the fact that most people lie on social media.
Yes.
Fact.
Lots of lies.
That's just a fact. Not everyone's life is that good. That's like, you got to take it as it is. You have to be educated and know, like, so if you're following someone and, like, there's loads of people I follow and they'll post something and I'll be like, oh, that looks class or whatever. And then I'll be like, yeah, but, like, you know, they're probably they're out there on holidays. Like, you know, they still have to come home next week or, you know, whatever. Like, you can't read too much into things. I think that's what I'm trying to get at.
Being a blogger is a weird one, though. You know, there's a study here that says in America, 22,000 people a month are Googling how to become an influencer.
Yeah.
I would prefer if they were...
I think there's a difference.
...trying to become an athlete or a musician or a poet or a painter or something. I think they'd have...
Yeah, I think...
That's just me. Maybe I'm a prick, I don't know.
No. I'm with you on that. Like, being an influencer is grand. Just, like, people say to us, yeah, but e influence. We do stuff for products. You won't catch us saying, this product's class, try it. There's a difference between doing branded media work.
Okay.
And actually influencing. There's a difference between us picking up a fucking pen or a marker and saying, this is the best marker in the world. Trust us. We've tried it. It's a brilliant marker.
Yeah.
Right? You'll probably hear us been like...
Doing a sketch.
Yeah, apple green or sound.
This sketch is sponsored by the marker company.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? We'll do a sketch sponsored by the marker company because we're getting a few bob and it's funny and we're still providing content.
Yeah.
So it's just branded content. That's different than looking down the camera and saying, like, you know, bubble gum. Fucking, it's right good for you. If you age, you'll grow another foot.
Yeah, fucking koala's shit. Rub it on your face.
Yeah.
And you will look like an 11-year-old.
Lastly, here's my big problem with the whole social media thing.
Go.
Bullying slash trolls.
Yes.
Right. How do you eliminate them? People keep talking like, oh, we've been talking to the media, to the social media companies. You hear a lot now with the soccer players are doing a blackout. They're not doing their social media and stuff like that. There's been racist abuse, all these cases that we hear about so often.
Yeah.
Trolls are just, it's a shit, but it's just part of it. For particularly people with big profiles and you've got your big social media profile. Like unverified accounts, right? Anybody can set up an account.
Yeah.
How easy is it? We could set up 20 accounts.
Yeah.
If we wanted. We need the big social media companies now to just have verified accounts.
Do you think
I'm not talking. Yeah, I'm not talking about blue ticks. I'm talking if you want to set up an Instagram account.
Yeah,
right,
but everybody should have a blue tick.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. The best thing they've done was do away with likes, so people weren't living to see how many likes were they getting more likes than their friends and
on
that,
Instagram.
That's a vicious cycle, right? Verify the accounts. Verify everyone's account. You want an Instagram, Facebook account? You have to have a scan of your passport uploaded. So when we got verified on Instagram, you upload a photo with your passport, you wait a few days, then you're verified, you get that blue tick or whatever. I don't know what criteria you need to get a blue tick.
Yeah.
I think you have to have a certain amount of followers, whatever. But everybody needs to be verified by that. And also, your photo should have you in it.
Why is that?
Just because when someone calls you a fat bastard, you can just be like, well, at least they're fucking wankers. They're ugly.
Stay at
or, them. Yeah, look, they've got something. No, I think you have to take ownership. I'm joking about that. You have to take ownership. If you're like, so let's say I verify an account.
Yeah.
And then I put up just like a red photo. Nothing else, just a red background.
Yeah.
On a photo. And I comment like, oh, you're fucking pricks.
Yeah.
Sure, I don't know who that is. They could have a fake name or that. Whereas if you're verified, your photo's there, your name. If you can write what you want then.
Yeah.
But
at
least you have to stand over it.
Yeah.
And we know who you are. So that's what needs to happen. It's not that difficult because it's already in place. Because people with blue ticks are verified.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of verifying everyone.
Although you can kind of tell if somebody is commenting on your stuff, saying your shit, you can kind of tell that they're a bit of a loser.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying I get upset by it, but it's grand for me and you because we know.
Yeah,
this is the world we're
thick
in.
Thick skin.
You develop a thick skin. You put something up. You know, you put it out there. You're gonna have to take the flak. But I'm on about people in school or younger people who aren't used to that. And like in our day, you get bullied, you get slapped in the jaw in school, and you go home and you're like, well, at least I'm fucking home.
Yeah.
But now it's never ending. It follows you everywhere. And I just think it's not that hard for all these companies who have all that money to just fucking verify people. And we can, look, leave your comments then and stand over.
Guess my vote.
Yeah.
Can I ask you the question?
Yeah.
Would you give up social media for a week?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. When we do it, so.
Will we, so are we doing it from, when are we doing it from?
From Monday, so.
No, you see, because we won't be able to report back then next Monday. Should we do it from like,
from Sunday?
We'll go on our story now and say,
right, okay.
Yeah, we'll do it from this evening.
Yeah, okay. Neil are going to run the Two Johnnies Instagram account.
Yeah, so yeah, if you have any questions, it'll be
send
Neil on
your
that.
Fucking hell. Neil.
Yeah, so I just want to say legally, if anything occurs on that account in the next week. Next week it'll just be like Neil's gaming account. 200,000 subs.
Neil have blocked us.
So yeah, Neil will run that, and then Owen will do the content on it, so the videos and stuff will still go up, but it won't be me and you. We're on a complete social media detox from after this podcast.
I still get WhatsApp.
Are we allowed WhatsApp? Oh, yeah. We need WhatsApp for.
I still get YouTube.
What about YouTube, Mara?
Yeah, YouTube is fine. To me, it's a more video viewing platform rather than... Don't be messaging fans or friends on YouTube.
So Snapchat's gone. Insta, Facebook.
TikTok.
Twitter.
Right, let's do it so for a week and we can report back next week on it. And see.
Man, I'm going to write a novel.
See how we get on. I'm going looking through Instagram
What's your usage?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Before we finish, what's everyone's screen usage? This will be interesting.
Maura, what's your screen time?
It's about 3.5 hours per day.
Well, that's not the one you sent on here.
No, that was my weekly usage.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was for the first 3 days of this week. Yeah. So I wasn't, I'm not at 8 hours per day.
My but,
daily average.
My daily average is 4 hours and 32 minutes. Johnny?
4 hours and 9 minutes. Neil?
4 hours and 47 minutes.
Okay.
See all activity. What's your most used app, Johnny Smacks, over a week?
One second, I get the course of a week here. Facebook.
How many hours?
Five hours and 2 minutes on Facebook.
All about people in Roscrea.
I swear to God, most of that is just checking up and stuff from
home.
What's
your second used app?
Instagram.
Third.
WhatsApp.
Fourth.
Safari.
Oh.
Yeah. Then Twitter. And then Guitar Tabs. So I spent 42 minutes last week on Guitar Tabs and only an hour and five on Twitter. I've really cut down on Twitter. It'll fucking kill you, that stuff.
Oh, a bit of negativity.
What's yours, John?
My most used is WhatsApp. Secondly is Instagram. Third, Google Maps. Well, this week I had to go a few places within the county and I just left the Google Maps like
on
in the car.
Do you know what I do with Google Maps sometimes? Oh. Put it on so you can beat the time.
Yeah, I know.
Such a buzz.
Then Facebook, Twitter, photos, Netflix.
Okay. Oh, you spend a lot of time in photos.
I don't know.
Never know what he's doing in there.
Never know what he's doing.
If people have crazy usage, send it in to Neil because he'll be running the Instagram this week. Fucking send in that you want for Neil. And we'll report back. We'll let you know how we get on. A week without social media. Be the first time since around 2007. Since Bebo. Jesus Christ, that's scary. Right, we'll move it on. He says, never mind a European Super League. Check out the South Tip Junior B. It's time for Noel Furlong and it's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News! It's Noel's News!
I'm young for that.
Well, Noel.
Did you hear they're doing up your Shamrock?
I've seen a lorry outside it during the week there.
Big changes.
Well.
The Shamrock, they are new menu. They're going doing take away my wadgie.
Okay. Okay.
You bring your own water.
they'll just trim the dash.
Mark will give you the dash. This could be huge.
It's going to be massive.
Some people are doing takeaway pints. But nobody's doing take away my wadgie.
Were you up there during the week?
I wasn't.
No?
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay, come in.
They are also going to try and install some sort of anti-fong device. And not to be getting carried away, but there is talk of them taking down the Christmas lights.
That'll be a big step.
You know what I mean?
I hope they don't listen.
But the pub need a hand.
Yes.
They're getting fucking bad deal.
The pubs are getting roared. Yeah.
And I tell you, and I said it to you, there's no point bringing back the Junior B Championship until the pubs are open.
That's true.
Win a match. Oh, I'll just toddle home to my darling family. Last time I won the South Championship, I woke up in Ross Muck with a statue of Padre Pio handcuffed to my ankle. And a naked Eddie Hobbs standing over me with a shotgun shouting, "Where's the trout?" That was a session.
Eddie Hobbs?
That was a session.
How did you get embroiled with Eddie Hobbs?
I don't know. He brought me back to his pub, right?
Yeah.
And I got in a row with a woman. She said, "You have no hope of winning that county final." And Eddie said, "She's clairvoyant." I said, "I don't give a fuck if she's clairborn." I'm going to win this match. In fact,
that's very good.
News.
Yes.
News here in Ireland. The government and the Green Party are going cutting back the missions. Have you heard this?
No.
Yeah. The big new thing now.
The missions?
Yeah.
You sure it's not emissions?
I don't know about that now. I don't agree with this. I think if the priests want to go to Africa and do a bit of work, they must. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, we need the priests here. We're not exactly spoiled for choice.
But that wasn't what I was going to say. But yeah.
Fucking Father Joey above. He's on the computer doing mass.
Yeah.
Like he's your man DJ Salad. whatever his name is. What did missions? What did you call him?
No, e-missions.
Oh, it's gone online, is it?
No.
It's amazing what they can do now. Isn't that amazing? Jeez, you can do it online now. There's people meeting people and finding people. And Dan is after meeting this one, Dan Bryan.
Okay.
And he's going doing a duet album with a woman.
Right, lovely.
Amanda Ryder. He met her online.
That's it. I can see her. This is fun.
Do you know Amanda Ryder?
No.
She's a great band with her.
She?
She have on bass guitar is Willie Harding. On keyboards is Willie Moore. And on lead guitar then is Willie Burns. But I tell you, Amanda is well able for three Willies. They're in the game a long time, and you know they've been trying to pull a fast one on her.
Yeah.
But Amanda is well able to handle three Willies, but I'll tell you that. And on the drums is Buster Cherry. He's been with her from the start. And they have a lovely new lovely songs coming out. Dan Bryan and Amanda Ryder. New duet coming out called If You're Gonna Do It, Do It On Me Back. And on a great track called Bus Aaron Took My Lover. And there's a song called I Wouldn't Take Her to the Mart. If I Could Shit Money, I'd Shit On You. And there's another romantic, a heartbreak song called She Got the Lift, I Got the Shaft. Dan Bryan and Amanda Ryder.
Coming soon.
Well, I don't know, did he? Did Dan Ryder?
Did he?
What? Does the Pope shit in his hat? So, keep an eye out for that one. More news.
Yes.
Another bit of news. Japan. Japan. They eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
And they can do backflips. Right? Japan invented judo, yeah, jiu-jitsu, Toyota, Honda, Panasonic, Nintendo, and karate.
Wow.
I got into a row with a fella one day in the co-op. I was fixing a crush for Frank Dwyer. You know Big Frank?
Yeah.
Hefty Dwyer, yeah. And your man hadn't get ready when I went in, and we ended up in a row. And it wouldn't be like me.
Yeah.
But he said, don't start, Anton. I know karate. And I said, well, I know Frank Dwyer. And if Hefty don't get that crush finish this evening, he's going to shove the arc welder so far up your hole, you'll be toasting marshmallows while you're eating them. But I have a lot of respect for Japan. Lovely people. Lovely people. The Japanese. Always said that. Very clean. Very clean people, the Japanese. This is spotless. Which is why I'm so surprised. The Japanese have been caught dumping rubbish. Do you know the nuclear station? And there. Japanese, very clean people. Do you know the nuclear station?
Oh, wow, wow.
Do you know the nuclear?
No.
The nuclear, and I don't mean Tip FM.
It's on fire.
Fukushima.
Who?
Did you ever hear of Fukushima?
I did, yeah.
What went on there?
It was blown up, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there was an earthquake and fucking thing went haywire, yeah. And there was a nuclear power station, and they were going dumping this contaminated water into the ocean. And
yes.
Of course, the neighbours went going fucking berserk over it. South Korea, right? They got so angry, they shaved their heads. Now, I don't understand it either. But this week, 30 women shaved their heads outside the Japan embassy in Korea to show how angry they are at Japan. Typical women, they couldn't just say it. Had to go over the top. Jesus Christ. Cameron was ticking me. Instead of just telling me what the problem was, she gave me the silent treatment.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you're trying to play hurling with a teaspoon here, girl. She said, I suppose you're happy I'm not talking to you. I said, does a rocking horse have a wooden willy?
Does he?
Yeah. We sorted out anyway. But Japan, I say they're going to release the bad water real slow.
Oh, so it'll get washed away.
Yeah. And Korea were saying, how about you don't release it at all? And in Japan were saying, no. Real slow.
Really good.
Really, really slow. You won't even notice it. Real slow. Well, there could be water there yet.
Did you hear any, man?
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Lovely people. They will sort it out between them. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you want a bit of local news?
Yeah, please. I'm dying for some.
In local news, Deborah Darcy is dead.
Oh, God. R.I.P.
100%.
She's 100% dead.
Yeah. Oh. She is not coming back. Now, you know, Darcy's had the pub.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get the horse in the back gate. So I went in during the week to do a bit of welding for him.
Okay.
Help him out. And he offered me money. And I said, Jesus, I'm not taking money to some woman after dying here. Yeah. And he
said, that was nice, you know.
Well, he said, look, Noel, sure, will you have a pint? And I said, does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Does she?
I say so. And young Dan Darcy said to me, you know, 'tis wicked the mother dying. And I don't know which of us is going to get the pub. What'll we do? And I said, look, I'm not telling you your business, but we'll have one more pint anyway. And we'll just let your brother settle. We'll let him settle for a while. We'll have another pint here. I hadn't had a pint in about fucking a year and
yeah,
a half now.
Yeah, jeez.
So, he said, just know you're a sound man. And I said, look, I can do for the Darcys. And then he got a phone call from Fahey, the undertaker. He can only have 6 at the funeral over the COVID. And he said, Jesus, no, there's about 15 in the family. What are we going to do? And I said to him, look, Dan, I'm not telling you your business. But if it was me, I'd say we'll have one more pint here. And we'll just let things settle down. Settle down. Then they got a call from Luby the gravedigger.
Well.
There was no room in the plot on account of Deborah dying suddenly.
Oh, God.
What'll we do? And I said, that's a tough one. And I'm not going to come in here telling you your business. But if for me, I'd say we'll have one more pint anyway. And we'll just see where way things pan out. We'll wait for the next turn of events. So, it was a good bit to be sorted at the funeral anyway. There was a fair few conundrums. And I wasn't telling him his business now. But after about this stage, I said, well, the best course of action is probably to have another pint anyway.
Yeah.
And when he told me they didn't have the hymns sorted, I said, look, you might be as well have to knock it back a day. I'm not telling you your business. I had about 10 pints in me at this stage. Yeah, no, you know what I mean? Yeah. On the house, like. And I said to him, you know, while you're all at the burial, I'll mind the pub in case anyone break in.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yes, Noel, you're a sound man. And I said, look, I'm not telling you your business, but bring the mobile phone with you. And, well, if it doesn't ring, that's me.
What?
I'll be minding the pub. Well, until you got some minding.
Did it? Oh, who's in there?
Only myself, sure. I was
all.
I would glue to the seat by the end of the night. Nearly get a winch to get me out next morning.
It's desperate.
It's fucking terrible. But Deborah Darcy is dead.
Oh.
100%.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Thanks.
No problem.
Okay, it's time for the part of the podcast where if you're listening with your parents, now might be a good time to pause and just wait until you're on your own. You don't know what's going to come. Maureen, what's your mystery topic?
Lads, it's a topic that's close to your heart. I know it's something you're very comfortable talking about. Periods.
I know. Come on.
Line's breaking up there, Maura.
Specifically, period products. So it was in the news this week that Lidl are going to start giving away free period products to in order to combat period poverty. So do you know what period poverty is?
Yes, because Noel did a story on it a few weeks ago, if you remember.
That's right. Yeah. Very, very good. Yeah. So apparently, this is the case that about half the girls aged 12 to 9 in Ireland are struggling to afford sanitary products. So Lidl's going to be giving free period products across the country. Under the initiative, you basically can claim a free box of sanitary pads or tampons each month beginning in May by downloading their app and using a coupon in there. So the government is actually looking at introducing legislation that would enshrine free period products into law. Similar measure has been done in Scotland. So do you have any idea how much women would spend on period products over the course of their lifetime?
Oh, jeez.
Thousands.
How much is a box of tampons?
About €5. Depends what one you're going for.
12 by 5, 60.
Yeah. 60. Would you be, that'd be like €5 a month now, Mara, would it be?
See, it could be as well, because you could be using hygiene wipes, you could be using towels, you could be going for the panty liners for your light days. You know, and like you could be taking...
around €5,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Yeah, €4,600 over the course of your... your mental... Yeah, before you start your period, or like when you're, like, say, like when you start your period to when you have the menopause, like, and also as well, there's the cost of Feminax as well. So if you get painful periods, there's this special painkiller, which is absolutely amazing for period pain. And some of my male friends actually ask it for me to give them one when they have a hangover as well. So,
what's the name of that was?
Feminax. So, anyway, but. This is something I know will be close to you, Johnny B's heart. The one problem I have with the Lidl initiative is that Lidl use a lot of plastic in their sanitary products. So, yes. Like, if you're buying a tampon, it sometimes has a plastic wrapper, it has a plastic applicator. So, like, around an average woman will use 11,000 menstrual products over the course of their lifetime. So, do you have any idea what happens to them?
I don't know, but I doubt they can be recycled.
No. You have to... Like, your average sanitary pad will have plastic in it and other non-biodegradable materials, and some tampons will as well. So there are more environmentally friendly period products. Have you heard of any of them?
A cup.
A moon cup, yes. Yeah. Do you know how it works?
Put it up in your... thing, and then the blood drops in and you just have to like change it like an old bit of an old oil filter or something.
Is it like the oak that comes inside a Kinder Bueno?
Yeah, Kinder Egg.
Kinder Egg, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of put that up and that collects the blood, and then you empty it out, give it a wash, put it back in. Is it, Mara?
Yeah, I have one here in my hand. So I haven't taken out of its packaging. I recently bought it. Do you actually know that they come in two different sizes? So there's one size for women who haven't given birth.
Ooh, and then there's another gals. Size.
Yeah, it's amazing. So apparently you can wear it for 12 hours. You just fold and insert it, and then you take it out, rinse and repeat. And also, this one is made from, what does it say? Silicone, no BPAs, no toxins, no dryness, no infections. You're saving money because it's reusable. I have to say I haven't tried it out yet, so I can't say.
Oh, you got to report back. And is it comfortable?
Yeah, and it's comfortable. Oh. Yeah, because what I did also buy as well is tampons that are made from organic cotton.
Yes.
So, and that are 100% biodegradable. So, and the packaging as well. So this is like,
are they more expensive, Mara?
Yeah, I think they're about €6 on Amazon. So these ones are called NatraCare, and they're approved by the Soil Association because they use organic cotton. So yeah,
that's what I always look for when I'm buying my.
And they're also
products.
Approved by their vegetarian society.
I thought you were going to say by the Vag.
the Vag
the lads over at Vag HQ said it was sound as well.
Yeah. So just to explain, why would you go for organic?
Sorry, Fudge HQ. That sounds like the way young fellas talk about riding. Where did you go? Fudge HQ, man. Sorry, Maura. Sorry.
Just why people would go for organic tampons. Because like, this is going to be like, people are going now, look, fucking hippies. Well, this is NatureCare were developed as a direct response to health and environmental concerns about dioxin pollution caused by chlorine bleaching, the use of rayon in tampons, and extensive pesticides in conventionally grown cotton. So if you're going to use tampons, use organic cotton tampons that are biodegradable. And then the last ones, have you heard of period pants?
No.
I imagine they're like nappies.
Are they red?
They're like disposable underpants.
No, they're underwear. They're basically like knickers that absorb blood flow. So they're not quite as bulky as a nappy. They're only the slimline liner nappies. Yes.
I'm a big boy.
Now. Pull-up pants. They're pull-ups. They're not nappies. They're not. Of course, they're not nappies. They're pull-ups.
Yeah, well, like, they can absorb several tampons worth of blood.
Wow.
And depending on your flow, you can wear them all day. The only thing is that, you know, reason I don't have them is because, you know, you don't want to be like, it's a shared utility room where I'm living now. So you don't want to be like washing your period pants. And, no. Like, you know,
oh, why is all the what's this shite?
Dog's been at it again.
The good thing is, though, period pants can be rewashed and reused. There's all different varieties. Marks and Spencers are selling them now, and they last an average between 2 to 5 years. Okay. So
yeah, that's good.
If you go for the moon cup option or period pants option, you're stopping, like, you're saving yourself money in the long run, and also you're being good to the environment. So, to just learn something there, lads, and
very
encouraging
educated
women to have more environmentally friendly periods.
100%. And you know me, I don't think we should be making anything that can't be recycled, really, if we can help it. But then I was only thinking, another huge fucking unrecyclable plastic has got to be condoms. Like, if the woman is paying for the tampons, the lad is probably paying for the condoms.
Yeah, that's...
Women
yeah.
buy condoms.
Well, that's why you should...
Women probably paying for the pill. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Women buy condoms too.
Yeah, sometimes, oh, yeah. But I mean... women getting a raw deal here, so the woman could be paying for her tampon stuff, and she could be paying for the pill.
Yeah, and or condoms, yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. So, this is why this is why period products should be free. So I think that they should bring in, as well as making, you know, tampons and sanitary towels available to women, they should also make products like period pants and moon cups available to women as well.
Yes, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maura. So. That wasn't as graphic as they thought. So then, I only shuddered a few times.
I suppose the government are going to have to buy them because the people aren't going to make them for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you should be able to, you know, like, do you know the way you get 20% back off your medical bills, claim tax back?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they do that for period products as well. Yeah, do something like that. So.
And a condom
initiative. Like, it won't be available to men, though. So
two Johnnies are just throwing their name in a hat for condom initiative.
Did they, put it out when you were in college, did somebody ever come around giving out free condoms?
Oh, yeah. You fucking put two hands in, letting on you're an absolute ledge. Going home then just having posh wanks.
Take about 15 condoms. Oh, get me through this evening.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Should do me till tomorrow.
I'll have a look to see if they're environmentally friendly condoms and report back on that.
Thanks, Maura. We look forward to your reporting back. Don't forget to rate, review, tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast. Get in contact on Instagram. This week it'll be Neil running it at the Two Johnnies, and you can email podcast@thetwojohnnies.ie for any stories or anything you want to hear us discuss. Going to end the podcast as is traditional with our
Yurts and Dirts
of the Week. What have you got, John boy?
The strange dirt.
Okay.
As you know, I'd be on Google Maps a good bit.
Right.
And when talking to somebody from the north this week about, we were doing that topic, accents in films.
Yes.
And I asked Michael Conlon, how was Daniel Day-Lewis's accent in The Name of the Father?
Yeah.
And he said, not bad, but he actually sounds a tiny bit like he's from Ballymena, I think he said.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I wonder how far that is. exactly how far that is from Belfast.
Yeah.
Typed it into Google Maps, and it comes back, Ballymena, UK. And then I was like, oh, is that the one up the north, or is there another Ballymena in England? So if you Google map somewhere up the north, it won't give you the county.
Okay.
And it drives me mental.
Okay, all right, I didn't know that.
So if I Google Care, it'll say Care, County Tipperary, Ireland.
Yeah.
But it won't say Ballymena, County Antrim, UK. It'll just say Ballymena, UK. And then I'm like, have I got the right one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. That is legit worry. Yeah.
Do people in England not use counties?
They do, I thought.
They do?
Yeah.
What's going on with Google Maps up the north, so?
Have it out, lad. Google, step out for belts.
Yeah, come on. That's my dirt.
From a yurt, I've got a recommendation.
Well?
Glow on Netflix.
What's it about?
Glorious Ladies of Wrestling.
Okay.
So it's like a series based on like the 80s, how women came into wrestling. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm like 5-6 episodes in. I'm really enjoying it. I just thought I'd put a share it if anyone else has watched
it. Is it raw or is it all pot like slick?
Oh, it's a bit of crack. No, it's raw enough. Like, yeah. It's good crack. Like, it's fake. Like, but it's more of a sitcom.
Oh, it's fake. Yeah, it's not a documentary.
No, no. No,
oh, okay.
But it's based on real events, I think.
Okay, it's funny.
Yeah, it's good. It's good crack if people want to check it out. Have you got a yurt?
My yurt is, because we've got county where I travel back.
Yes.
I got to go hiking.
Yeah.
Funny thing. So I went up Galtymore from the west. Great, right? All the way, checking the weather. 0% chance of precipitation, it said.
What's that, rain?
No rain. Zero chance of cloud. Small bit of wind. And it was a bit windy. It's really hard. It's like it's a tough hike, you know what I mean? As soon as I get near the top, incredible cloud came down.
Ruined your Insta photo that we were just talking about.
And from where I was to the top, it was straight. I couldn't get lost around. I knew where I was going. But could only see about 10 feet in front of me. So sat at the top for about 10 minutes. The temperature got down to about zero in absolute fog. And then said, sure, we may as well head back down now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then as soon as we got to the bottom, we turned around and the sun was splitting the stones at the top again.
Oh, that's my nurse.
So I don't know if that's anybody's fault, but
Johnny B this week, he calls out the weather.
Yeah, just mind yourselves going hiking too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Don't go on your own and bring supplies. And go early.
Yes. Dirt of the week. Nipples. Fucking pointless, aren't they?
On men.
Yeah. What a waste.
Cool on, cool on women.
I don't know. Say cool, but like they certainly serve a purpose on women. Men, waste of time.
I know.
Just right because I've been training. Yeah. You know what I mean. Doing me a bit of training. I've lost a bit of weight. I'm not looking too bad. I'm happy enough. Right, but my chest is starting to change shape.
Yes.
Right, and like for some reason, all of us McMahons have massive nipples. Right, big enough.
Right.
Bit more prominent than yours, like I'd say.
Yeah. Okay.
So now that my chest is turning position.
Oh yeah.
The nipples are starting to become a bit more prominent.
Oh no.
Yeah. So like, what the fuck? Like, I bought a couple of new t-shirts online. I was like trying them on, and all I could see was nipples. So like, should I stop doing weights?
No, you can't.
And like, just go back to like flubber tits, where you know the nipples aren't as prominent. Or like, have I got to go like forget nipple tassels? Or like, do you know those nipple plasters that women have on? Like,
yeah, people wear nipple plasters, I guess.
Yeah, but like, I can't.
You can if you want.
I'm really regretting saying this on the podcast.
Nobody's going to judge you if you wear a nipple plaster. Nobody's going to know.
Oh, I'll be out now when the pub's on. Back up and look. Oh, have you got your nipple plasters on? So if you see me nipples sticking out, you know what it is. They're just changing shape.
A lot of t-shirts now are quite light.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you wear,
if there's a bit of a breeze in as well, they get fucking hard as a rock. They could glass the fuckers. I just think they're pointless. Like, why? Like,
can we not evolve beyond them?
Thinking about getting rid of mine and just like getting tattoos or something.
Could you get your nipples removed?
Do you know why men have nipples, though?
Well,
it's because when the first early weeks of, a zygote's development, or when the egg, the gender hasn't been assigned yet. So the nipples are developed before you turn into a boy or girl.
Okay.
I knew someone that got his nipples removed years ago. Now, this is back first year of college. There was a lad and bit unusual of a fella, but he just announced one day that at the end of the year he was going to get it done. Never heard from him afterwards, but he was like fully, I'm going doing this, like, and we always asked like why would you pay a couple of grand to do this? He's like, well, they're not doing nothing. Might as well. It's like, you might as well just pay a few grand to
I feel really weird now that I've said, now that you've just said that, like, I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it can be done. I'm Googling it here. What men need to know before having, I can't read that word, surgery.
Maybe if I just keep going with the weight, listen, they'll eventually just go into a shape that, like, they won't be sticking out.
Yeah, no, they will 100%. Yeah, they will, man.
Yeah, okay, we'll keep going. I just thought I'd raise it, fucking pointless fuckers.
Maybe you could get them removed. But then you'd have, like you said, you'd have to get a little tattoo or something because your chest would look weird.
Oh, yeah.
Take your top off. And be,
that guy's got no nipples. Oh, like he'd be swimming out on holidays with the T-shirt on. Show one of those guys.
No.
Oh. Have you never met those lads on holidays? Yeah, fucking going around wading around the swimming pool with a big fucking T-shirt on.
All right, okay.
Oh, on that absolute bombshell, let's end it there. That's it for this week. We hope you're all keeping well. The sunshine is back. Hopefully that lifts spirits. Look, there's, the end is in sight.
Keep the head.
From me, Johnny Smacks.
From me, Johnny B.
From me, Maura.
And from me, Neil.
We'll see you next week. Go on, good luck.